Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As you will see, we are starting a series of programs now recording on location. And I'm standing here in front of the beautiful Lake Sutherland, just outside the city of San Diego. We have chosen this location, and you might notice the wind, which is quite windy up here. But we've chosen this location because I wanted to show you how beautiful this world still is in certain respects. But also, it might very well be a nostalgic view of a world which won't be in existence years from now. You see, it reminds me, and hopefully it will remind you, of the time when God created man. And when he did, he placed him in a beautiful Garden of Eden. And he said to tend and to keep that garden. And his potential was to beautify the entire earth. But man did a miserable job overall, didn't he? We have a few beautiful spots like this one here, Lake Sutherland, but unfortunately, this is the exception to the rule. In most cases, whatever man has touched, he has polluted, he has destroyed. It was so bad at one time, as you will recall from the pages of the Bible, that God brought a flood over this earth to wipe out all men. And even all the land animals and many of the birds and many of the animals in the sea. Because it says the wickedness was great on this earth, and he only allowed Noah and some of his relatives to survive. And of course he also asked Noah to put 2 pairs of unclean animals and 7 pairs of clean animals in the ark. And after it was all said and done, then man and animals and beasts reproduced. But you know, my friends, a time will come, and it's not that far from now, when Jesus Christ will have to return to this earth because mankind will have reached the point where unless God would intervene, man would destroy this entire earth, this entire planet. And it says no flesh would be saved alive. When it says no flesh, it's just not talking about man alone. It is also talking about animals, because if you read the story on the ark, you will find that when God said that he would destroy man and beast, he called both of them flesh. And so the book of Hosea is telling us in the 4th chapter that because of the lack of knowledge, and we are talking about the knowledge of God, which man doesn't have, it says the beasts of the field and the birds in the air and even the fish in the sea will be taken away. They will be destroyed. The book of Revelation, chapter 16, tells us that all living beings in the oceans will be destroyed. All of them. No human being, but also no animal being will be alive. And there are strong indications in the Bible that this would even apply to sea water animals. Can you imagine that? Every living thing in the oceans will die just prior to Christ's return. And many of the land animals will die, and the birds. When you look at a beautiful picture like this, as I said earlier, this whole world will end up in total, utter destruction. And unless Christ would intervene and would come and stop man from its madness of destroying this earth, he would be successful in destroying it completely. Christ said he will come to destroy those who destroy the earth. But he also says he is going to come to bless those who are in their heart willing to beautify this planet as it was the original potential of man. Did you know, my friends, that you have the potential to help Jesus Christ to beautify this planet? In the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter, you read that this whole creation, the entire world, is in decay right now, but in hope. They are waiting for you and me, potentially, as the sons, as the daughters, as the children of God, to help Jesus Christ when he comes to restore the kingdom of God on this earth, to beautify this planet. Yes, we read that God will actually recreate animals. He did this before. He did this many times. Throughout the pages of the Bible, it's recorded. You see, at the very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But then we find out that a great catastrophe destroyed all life on this earth. It's a catastrophe which was caused by Lucifer and his angels when they rebelled against God. And when Lucifer became Satan, and he was thrown down back to this earth. And in the process, the earth became void and empty. And then God recreated the surface of the earth, and that is when he created the animals which we have today overall. And that's when he created man. As I said, most of the animals will be destroyed before Christ returns. And then you and I will have the potential together and under Jesus Christ to recreate animals and to beautify this planet and to make it as beautiful and much more beautiful than this panorama here can even picture. This is just a glimpse, a foretaste, a small foretaste of how beautiful it will be. My friends, isn't this life worth waiting for? Isn't that something we should strive to obtain with all our being? Looking at all the tremendous problems we have today, financial problems in the United States, all these wars going on, look at the bright side of your future, of my future, of the future, of the potential which God has in store for you and for me. You can grasp it, you can smell it, you can touch it already in your mind. Keep working on it and make sure you'll be there when Christ returns in his glory for the purpose of glorifying his children. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.